那我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, I thank you for the privilege to worship you today.
亲爱的主，我们为今天能来敬拜你，感谢你。
Now, as we look into your word,
当我们学习看到你的话语的时候
，Would you speak to us?
求你对我们的心说话。
Give us hearts that are open to you.
让我们的心对你敞开。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. And I think I'm supposed to begin with 新年快乐。
我可能应该先来说新年快乐。
And I hope I said it right because I practiced all week.
因为我希望我说的是对的，因为我练了整整一周。
I'm not very smart.
我没那么聪明。
When I taught in the college, I always told my students never skip.The conclusion of a book of the Bible.
当我在大学教书的时候，我告诉我的学生，永远不要跳过圣经里边的结论。
It tells us the author's final thoughts.
因为它告诉我们这个作者他最后的这个想法。
So we've spent several months in Philippians.
所以我们好几个月都在讲腓立比书。
And I was actually studying something different to begin this morning.
其实，今天早晨我在。学习的是不同的。
And I remembered what I had told my students.
我就想起来我告诉学生的。
And I thought, you know, I skipped over the conclusion.
我说，哎呦，我竟然都没有去看这个结论。
And so this morning I want to look at Paul's final words at the end of Philippians before we begin something new.
在我们开始新的一个主题之前呢，我们来看保罗对腓立比教会的最后的结语。
Philippians 4, starting at verse 21.
腓立比书四章二十一节这样说。
Greet every saint in Christ Jesus.
请问在基督耶稣里的各位圣徒安。
The brothers who are with me greet you.
在我这里的众弟兄都问你们安。
All the saints greet you.
众圣徒都问你们安。
Especially those of Caesar's household.
在凯撒家里的人特特地问你们安。
The grace...Of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit.
愿主耶稣基督的恩藏在你们心里。
I want to notice a couple things in this conclusion this morning.
在这个书的结语呢，那我们就想看到里边的几件事情。
First of all, notice this phrase in verse 22.
你首先看到第二十二节说。
All the saints greet you.
众圣徒都问你们安。
Especially those of Caesar's household.
在家凯撒家里的人特特地问你们安。
Now, if you don't find that phrase surprising,
如果你不觉得这句话有什么特别
，Let me paraphrase it.
让我把它换个说法。
All the believers greet you.
众圣徒都问你们安。
Especially those who are working in Xi Jinping's government.
尤其是那些在习近平政府里工作的人问你们安。
Because Caesar's household refers to the entire Roman government.
因为凯撒家呢就指整个罗马政府。
And Paul says, even in Caesar's government, there are some faithful believers.
保罗说，即使在凯撒的政府里，他的家里面也有一些忠心的信徒。
Some may be slaves who have no choice but to serve Caesar.
有的人可能是奴隶，他没有什么选择，只能服侍凯撒。
Some may be soldiers or government officials who have heard the gospel.
或者有的呢，就是一些士兵或者是政府的官员，他们听到过福音。
But right in the heart of pagan territory, there are people who are serving God.
就在这个异教徒的中心地带，就有服侍神的。
Now remember, Roman citizens considered Caesar to be divine.
你要记住，在罗马当时的公民，他们认为凯撒就是神。
He was the king over all kings.
他就是诸王之王。
But there were Christians; they're part of his government.
那有基督徒是他政府成员的一部分。
But they cannot say Caesar is Lord.
但是他们不能说凯撒是主。
Because they know, that Jesus is Lord.
因为他们知道耶稣是主。
The day is going to come when some of those will be killed for refusing to say Caesar is Lord.
后来就有人就是因为拒绝说凯撒是主就被杀害。
But they're still serving Jesus faithfully.
但是他们仍然忠心地服侍耶稣。
Back in chapter 1 of Philippians, we learned how some of these people came to know Christ.
我们也知道这个凯撒家里的一些人他们是如何认识主的。
Paul wrote, Verse 12, I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has served to advance the gospel.
在腓立比书一章十二节，保罗说，弟兄们，我愿意你们知道，我所遭遇的事更是叫福音兴旺。
So that the gospel has become known throughout the whole imperial guard.
以致我受的捆锁在御营全军和其余的人中。
And to all the rest that my imprisonment is for Christ.
已经显明是为耶稣的缘故。
Paul's under house arrest.
现在保罗是在被软禁。
24 hours a day, he's guarded by Roman soldiers.
那一天24小时都有士兵看守他。
And so as he's writing letters to believers,
所以当他写信给信徒的时候,
as he's visiting with those who come to see him,
那有人来看他的时候,
these guards are hearing the gospel.
那些看守他的士兵就听到了福音。
And some of them have responded.
其中有些人就有回应。
By the end of this letter, Paul can say,
所以呢，到了腓立比书第四章结束的时候，保罗可以
说 ，The family of God is bigger than you can imagine.
神的家比你所想象的要更大。
There are believers everywhere.
到处都有基督徒。
Even in Caesar's own government.
即使是在凯撒的政府里边。
You and I can become discouraged in our world.
今天呢，你和我可能会对我们周围的世界
很失望。We look around us and we see people who reject the gospel.
我们看看周围那些拒绝福音的人。
We see places that reject Christian beliefs.
我们也看到很多的地方拒绝基督信仰。
But this verse reminds me that God is at work.
但是这句经文提醒我们神在做工。
Even in Caesar's household.
即使是在凯撒的家。
Even in our sinful world, God is accomplishing His purpose.
即使是在我们罪恶的世界，神也在成就他的旨意。
I love the story of Elijah.
我很喜欢以利亚的故事。
Elijah 18. He thinks he's the only person in Israel who is still faithful to God.
以利亚以为他是在以色列唯一还对神忠心的人。
But we read in 1 Kings 18 about a man named Obadiah.
但是我们在列王记上十八章第三节读到有一个人叫俄巴底。
It tells us he's the supervisor of Ahab's household.
他是这个亚哈王的家宰。
He works in the household. He's the manager of the household of one of the most wicked kings ever to rule.
他是那个以色列历史上最邪恶的王之一，那个亚哈的管家。
I think his title today might be White House Chief of Staff. He's got a high position.
他的如果在今天，他可能就是白宫的那个首席长官。
Listen to what it says.
但是你看第三节是怎么说的。
Now Obadiah feared the Lord.
他说，俄巴底甚是敬畏耶和华。
And when Jezebel, when the queen, cut off the prophets of the Lord.
当那个王后耶洗别要杀耶和华众先知的时候。
Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them in a cave and fed them with bread and water.
俄巴底将一百个先知藏了，每五十人藏在一个洞里，拿饼和水供养他们。
He's in a high position.
他是那个位居高位。
And when he hears the queen's plan to kill the prophets,
当他听到说这个王后要去杀害先知的时候。
He protects them.
他就保护了他们。
God is at work in Ahab's house.
即使在亚哈的家里，神也在工作。
Later in that chapter,
在十八章的后边部分，
Elijah confronts the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel.
那个以利亚就和巴利的先知对决。
Wonderful miracle.
我们就看到神迹。
The prophets are destroyed.
然后那些巴利的先知被杀害。
The false prophets, prophets
是那个巴利的假先知，这些先知被杀。
King Ahab tells his wife Jezebel what happened.
然后亚哈王就回去告诉他的王后发生了什么。
And she says,
然后这个王后就说了，
I'm going to kill him.
我要杀了你。
And Elijah is scared.
那个以利亚就害怕了。
Much more scared of Jezebel than he was of the false prophets of Baal.
他怕这个王后耶洗别比他甚于怕这些假先知。
Chapter 19 verse 3 says, Then he was afraid.
十九章第三节就说以利亚害怕。
And he arose and ran for his life.
就起来逃命。
He runs for 120 miles.
他跑了120迈。
As far as he can get from Jezebel.
能离耶洗别有多远就多远。
He gets to Beersheba, all the way in the south of Israel.
所以他从北方一直逃到最南方的别示巴。
He goes out into the desert.
然后他又走到了旷野。
Hides in a cave.
就躲在一个洞穴里面。
And he begins to pray.
他就开始祷告了。
Lord, Let me die.
说耶和华罢了，让我死吧。
I read that this week and I started to laugh. I thought all he has to do is go back to Jezebel.
我就读这个，我就开始笑。我说他所需要做的就是回到耶洗别那里。
But he says, it is enough.
他说, 神啊, 够了。
Lord, take away my life.
求你取我的性命。
He's exhausted.
他整个精疲力尽。
He's emotionally exhausted.
他不管是情绪上,
He's running from a queen who's trying to kill him.
然后他在想要逃命, 就是要躲过这个要杀他的王后。
He has given up hope.
他完全放弃希望。
But let me encourage you.
让我鼓励大家,
when you come to the end of your strength,
当你走投无路的时候, 当你最后没有力量的时候,
God says,
神说,
you may be weak,
你也许你是软弱的,
but I am strong.
但是我是强壮的。
You may be at the end of your strength,
你可能已经力气用尽了,
but I'm just starting.
但是我才刚刚开始。
And so God comes to Elijah.
所以呢, 神就来到以利亚,
and he begins to speak to him.
然后神就对以利亚,
and he says something very encouraging.
然后神说了一些很鼓励人的,
God says to Elijah, why are you hiding in this cave?
然后神说, 你为什么躲在这个洞穴里呢?
God, and Elijah answers,
以利亚这么说,
look at this situation.
你看看现在的情况,
the people of Israel have forsaken your covenant.
以色列人背弃了你的约,
they've killed your prophets.
他们杀了你的先知,
and I, even I only am left.
只剩下我一个人,
I'm the only one.
我是那唯一的,
and they seek my life to take it away.
他们还要寻索我的命,
I'm the only one left.
我是那唯一留下的,
and in verse 18,
在第19章18节,
God says, Elijah,
神说以利亚呀,
look around.
你周围看一下,
there are 7,000 who have not bowed to Baal.
还有7,000未曾向巴黎屈膝的,
don't give up.
不要放弃,
I am doing my work even in the face of Jezebel.
即使是在耶洗别的面前, 我也在做工。
And I want to say to you this morning,
所以我想告诉大家,
when you feel you are alone,
当你觉得很孤单的时候,
when you feel our world rejects the message of the gospel,
当你觉得整个世界都在拒绝福音的时候,
God is at work,
神在做工,
even in Caesar's household,
即使是在凯撒的家,
back in the 1990s,
在1990年代,
I traveled to Yunnan province,
我就去了云南,
Pastor Shi went with me,
许牧师跟我一起去的,
we were going to a university in Yunnan,
我们去了一个大学里,
I had been invited to play a piano concert.
我在那里要有一个钢琴音乐会。
And when we got there, the first place they took us was to meet the foreign liaison officer.
我们到那儿去的第一件事就是带我们去见那个外事办的。
He was the man who read the rules.
然后他就是给我们把那些规则都给念了一遍。
This is what the foreigner can do, and this is what the foreigner cannot do.
作为外国人, 你能做什么, 你不能做什么。
And one of the things on the list was,
其中有一条就是,
the foreigner could not go around talking about Jesus.
外国人不可以走来走去跟人讲耶稣。
I had been invited to play a concert, not to evangelize the students.
你被邀请来是要开音乐会的, 不是来给学生传福音的。
But we left his office.
然后我们就离开他的办公室。
And later that day, that man's secretary came to visit Pastor Shi and me.
然后呢, 之后这个人的秘书就来看许牧师跟我。
And she told us that a few months earlier, she and her husband had been baptized.
她就告诉我几个月之前, 她和先生都受洗了。
The secretary to the official who told me I couldn't talk about Jesus was a disciple of Jesus.
那个官员告诉我说, 你不能去谈耶稣, 他的秘书就是耶稣的门徒。
Because God was at work in Caesar's household.
因为神在凯撒的家里工作。
And this morning, from this conclusion of Philippians, I want to encourage you.
所以看到腓立比的, 这个结语,
that God is at work even in Caesar's household.
即使是在凯撒大街啊,
in places that seem impossible.
就是在一些看着不可能的地方,
some of you may feel like you live in Caesar's household.
也许你就觉得你就住在凯撒的家。
You have family that have no interest in the gospel.
你的家庭成员对福音完全不感兴趣。
They don't want to hear your testimony.
他们不想听你的见证。
They don't want your prayers.
他们也不想你的祷告。
They are as resistant to the gospel as Caesar.
他们就像凯撒一样拒绝福音。
But this morning I want to encourage you.
但是今天早晨我想鼓励大家。
Don't quit praying for them.
不要放弃为他们祷告。
Don't give up on them.
不要放弃他们。
Because God has not given up on them.
因为神没有放弃他们。
He still works in Caesar's household.
神仍然在凯撒的家里工作。
But I need to show you how God works in Caesar's house.
然后我也要向大家显示神是如何在凯撒家里工作的。
And this is the hard part of the message.
这个就是信息里面这个艰难的部分。
Because God doesn't usually reach Caesar's household through a voice from heaven.
神就是接触到触摸到凯撒的家里，不是说从天上有个声音降下来，有个声音出现。
He sends people like you and me to bring the message.
他就差遣像你和我这样的人。
And he often does it.Through suffering and difficulty.
通常呢，神是通过困难和受苦把我们差遣过去的。
You see, how is God bringing the gospel to Caesar's household?
那神是如何把福音带到凯撒的家里呢？
Through Paul.
是通过保罗。
And Paul is there as a prisoner.
但是保罗在那里是囚犯。
It's been at least 5 years of trouble to get him here.
就是经过了五年的困难才他才到了那里。
He's arrested in Jerusalem.
他在耶路撒冷被捕。
For 2 years, he's held captive in Caesarea.
然后在凯撒利亚被关了两年。
He's taken to Rome as a prisoner on a ship.
然后呢，他又作为囚犯坐船到罗马。
He survives a shipwreck on the journey.
经过船难。
He gets to Rome, he's a prisoner.
到罗马还是囚犯。
And I have to confess, if I were in that situation,
我得承认，如果我在那种境况之下，
I would say, God, have you forgotten? I'm a pastor. I work for you.
我就会说，神呐，你难道忘了吗？我是牧师啊，我在为你工作。
You really ought to take better care of me.
应该好好的照料我一下子。
But Paul knows.
但是保罗知道
that it's through his chains,
就是通过他的锁链
that the gospel is coming to Caesar's household.
福音到了凯撒的家。
Paul wrote a letter to the church of Ephesus at the same time as he writes this letter to Philippi.
那保罗在同时期写腓立比书的时候呢，也给以弗所的教会写了一封信。
And at the end of that letter, he gives them a prayer request.
在那个书信结束的时候，他有个祷告要请求。
He wants them to pray for him.
他想要以弗所的教会为他祷告。
And this is what he says.
他所说的是
，Pray that words may be given to me.
也为我祈求使我得着口才
to open my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel
能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘
for which I am an ambassador in chains
我为这福音做了带锁链的使者
that I may declare it boldly
并使我照着当尽的本分放胆讲论
he says pray not for my deliverance
他说没有说为他的得释放祷告
But pray that I will declare the gospel boldly in my chains.
而是在锁链中放胆传讲福音。
He's a prisoner. He's suffering.
他现在是个囚犯，他在受苦。
But through that suffering, he has the opportunity to share the gospel.
但是因为这个受苦，他有机会来分享福音。
God often works in Caesar's household through the suffering, the difficulties of believers.
神通常是通过信徒的这个受苦和苦难来在凯撒的家里工作。
Genesis 39，
在创世纪三十九章。
Pharaoh's the ruler of Egypt. He's a powerful man.
那法老他是当时最有权势的人。
God uses Joseph.
神就用约瑟。
A young man to accomplish a great work in the Egyptian government.
是通过这样一个敬虔的年轻人在。埃及的政府成就了很大的工作。
But again, how does it happen?
那这一切是如何成就的呢？
Joseph sold into slavery by his brothers. I don't like that.
约瑟被他的兄弟卖到埃及为奴，我不喜欢这个。
He's falsely accused of a terrible crime.
他也被诬陷。
I don't like that.
我也不喜欢这个。
He's thrown into prison and forgotten.
然后他就被下到监里，也被人忘却。
I don't like any of it.
我不喜欢这其中发生的任何的这个情
况。But through that.
但是正是通过这些
God accomplishes his work in Pharaoh's house.
神成就了在法老家中的工作。
Again, I would complain, God, this isn't right.
我要承认说有时候会对神说神啊这个不太对
劲。Why do you allow my brothers to sell me as slaves?
为什么你会允许我的兄弟把我卖身为奴呢
Why do you allow this woman to falsely accuse me of this crime? You know I'm innocent.
你知道我是无辜的你却允许这个波提法的妻子这样子诬陷我。
But God uses suffering to accomplish His great work.
但是神却用苦难来成就他伟大的工作。
Another example.
另外一个例子。
Second Kings 5.
在列王记下第五章。
Naaman is a commander in the Syrian army.
那乃曼是亚兰军的统帅。
His army attacks Israel.
他的军队就去攻打以色列。
One of the soldiers grabs a Jewish girl and carries her back.
然后呢，他们就掳掠了一个以色列的小女子。 带到了那个亚兰。
Naaman probably buys her from this soldier.
有可能是一个士兵掳掠了这个女子，后来乃曼又把她买下来。
She ends up as a slave, working for his wife.
最后呢，这个以色列的女子呢，就服侍乃曼的妻子。
But God is at work in Naaman's house.
但是神也在乃曼的家工作。
Naaman has leprosy.
这个乃曼呢，得了麻风。
A high position.
他虽然位置很高。
But he's isolated in daily social life.
但是他却必须没法过正常人的生活。
And as this Jewish slave girl sees him,
但是当这个以色列的小女子看到这种情况的时候，
she says to her mistress,
她对祖母说，
You know, if my master were back in Samaria,
她说如果我的主人去到撒玛利亚，
there's a prophet there who could cure him.
那边有一个先知可以治好他。
I can imagine the wife goes to her husband.
我就想象说这个太太肯定赶快告诉她先生。
Says, I don't know that this will do any good.
我不知道这个是不是有益处。
But that slave girl you brought from Israel says there's someone there who could heal you.
但是你从以色列带来的这个女仆呢，这个女奴，她就说在以色列有人可以医治你。
Naaman ends up traveling to Israel.
所以最后乃曼就去了以色列。
He's healed by Elisha.
他就被以利沙所医治了。
And by the end of the story,
所以这个故事结尾的时候，
this powerful Syrian general,
所以这个大有能力的这个亚兰的元帅，
has become a believer in God.
他就成了相信亚威真神的这样一个人。
God uses this lowly slave girl.
神就用这个卑微的女奴，
to change the heart of a powerful ruler.
改变了一个大有这个能力的，就是位置很高的这个元帅的心。
So let me move to 2023.
所以现在我们来到2023年。
God is at work in Caesar's household.
神仍然在凯撒的家里工作。
But he's doing it through people.
但是他是通过人来做工。
He's doing it through you and me.
他通过你和我来做工。
So this morning, who is your Caesar?
所以呢，今天谁是你的凯撒呢？
Who is the person?
谁是那个？
That God wants to reach through you.
神想要通过你来接触的人呢？
For some of you, it's a family member.
对你来讲，有的人可能有的是你的家庭成员。
For some, it's a neighbor, a friend.
或者有的可能是你的邻居或者朋友。
I think for some of you, it's a coworker.
对有的人可能就是你的同事。
Because I'm convinced that when God puts you in a job, He has a purpose bigger than a paycheck.
我觉得神让你做一份工作，他给你的目的更胜于你就是每星期拿个支票回去。
He put you there for a reason.
神把你放在那个工作岗位是有目的的。
God has a divine purpose for your job.
我觉得神对你的工作有一个神圣的目的。
Whether it's Caesar's household,
不管是凯撒的家
，South Florida Water Management District,
或者是南佛州的水利局
，Kaiser University,
或者是凯撒学
，Chinese restaurant,
或者是中餐馆。
Wherever you work,
不管你在哪里工作，
God has a purpose.
神是有一个目的的。
He's working through you and me.
神通过你和我来工作。
Herb Worth was a door-to-door salesman in Indianapolis, Indiana.
在印第安纳波利斯有一个人呢，叫 Herb Worth。这个人呢，他就是敲门去卖东西的。
Herb was not a preacher.
他不是牧师。
As far as I know, he had.Very little education.
他受的教育也很少，就是教育程度很低。
No position.
没有任何的地位。
He sold Amway cleaning supplies.
他就是去卖那个安利的这个清洁产品。
And no one really gets excited when the Amway person knocks on your door.
你知道有人来给你卖这个直销产品，敲你门卖东西的时候，没有人会很兴奋。
But Herb had decided that God gave him that job for a reason.
但是这个 Herb 这个人，他就决定神给他这份工作是有目的的。
And he knew that he couldn't sit down in people's living room.
他知道他不能坐在别人的客厅。
And say, I'm here to sell you Amway.
我在这儿给你卖给你安利产品
，and preach a sermon，
然后再给你讲一篇道。
So he didn't do that.
他没有这样做。
But at the end of his presentation，
在他每次他就是卖东西产品之后呢
，as he was leaving，
在他离开的时候
，Herb always said the very same thing at the end。
他每次都会说同样一句话。
He said this.
他这样说。
I need to tell you one more thing before I go.
在我离开之前，我要告诉你再做一件事儿。
Jesus loves you.
耶稣爱你。
And so do I.
我也爱你。
If you ever want to know more, talk to me.
如果你想要更多的了解，就跟我讲。
That's it.
那就是他所说的。
But when he died,
当他死的时候
，They said there were 1,500 former customers at his funeral.
在他的这个葬礼上， 去了1500个他以前的顾客。
And many of them stood and said,
有很多人就站在那儿就说
I know Jesus.
我认识耶稣。
Because of Herb.
因为这个 Herb 这个人。
The other end of the spectrum.
在这个就是光谱的另外一面。
Man by the name of Tom Phillips.
有一个叫托马斯菲利普的人。
50 years ago,
他50年以前,
Tom Phillips was the CEO of Raytheon.
他是那个雷神公司的总裁,
the big defense industry.
你知道他是那个大的国防工业集团的这个, 雷神是这个样,
and Phillips began to pray that God would let him share the gospel with some of the industry leaders he knew.
然后这个菲利普就祷告说求神开路让他能够跟这个他这个行业的这些领带领就是这高位置的人能分享福音。
One of Philip's contacts was a man named Charles Colson.
那他其中认识的一个人呢，跟他有联系的人就是那个寇尔森。
An advisor to President Nixon.
就是尼克松的这个顾问。
And if you read history, you may know that Charles Colson went to prison for his role in the Watergate scandal.
如果你读历史，你就知道这个寇尔森呢，就因为水门事件最后入狱了。
After Colson was arrested, most of his friends disappeared.
所以寇尔森他被抓了之后，他的朋友基本上都消失了。
But Tom Phillips,
但是这个托马斯菲利普
this industry big shot,
就是这个雷神公司的这个高管，就是
came to visit Charles Colson,
就去看这个寇尔森。
And he said, Charles,
他说查尔斯啊
，I'm not just your work colleague.
我不单单是你的跟你生意上有往来的同事。
I'm your friend.
我是你的朋友。
And because I'm your friend, I want to tell you what Jesus can do in your life.
因为我是你的朋友，我想要告诉你，耶稣能对你的生命带来怎样的改变，能为你做什么。
Through Tom Phillips,
就因为这个托马斯这个菲利普的见证。
Chuck Colson gave his life to Christ.
那寇尔森呢就信主了。
Served his prison sentence.
那他在监狱里服完刑之后呢
？And after he was released, he preached the gospel to thousands of prisoners.
当他出来之后呢，他就开始对这个做监狱事工，对很多的囚犯。
And it all started with a Christian who said.
这一切都开始于一位基督徒说。
God has put me in my job for a purpose.
神把我放在我的工作上是有个神圣的目的的。
And I want to accomplish that purpose.
我想要成就那个旨意。
There's one more thing, though, I want you to see in Paul's farewell.
我想要你到最后保罗的这个结语的时候
The last sentence is this
他最后的一句话说的是
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit
他说愿主耶稣基督的恩典与你们的灵同在
Paul's writing to people who it's not easy to be a Christian
保罗写信给的这些信徒在那时候做基督徒是不容易的
Some of the Christians in Philippi their families will disown them
有些在腓立比的基督徒他们的家庭就把他们赶出去了
Some will lose their jobs
有些人丢工作
Some may go to prison
有些还要去被下到监里
Paul says to them
但是保罗对他们说
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ will be with you
主耶稣基督的恩典与你们同在
I was looking for the promises through the Bible where God says I'll be with you
我在看圣经中就是记载了说神应许说我必与你同在
At the burning bush
在那个燃烧的荆棘
He says to Moses I will be with you
神对摩西说我会和你同我必与你同在
And I thought that's nice
我说那很好啊
But I'm not a Moses
但是我也不是摩西
When Israel's crossing into Canaan
当以色列人进到迦南的时候
God says to Joshua I'll be with you just like I was with Moses
神对约书亚说就像我和摩西同在我也会和你同在
I'm not a Joshua
我也不是约书亚
I read in Judges God says to Gideon
在士师记里神对基甸
说 Go fight the Midianites and I'll be with you
你和米甸人去打仗我会和你同在
But I'm not even a Gideon
我甚至都不是基甸
But then I read in Genesis
然后我接着在创世纪
About a man named Jacob
我就读到一个人这个人呢名字叫雅各
A man who is in trouble because he's an idiot
他之所以有这么多的麻烦是因为他太笨了
He's brought his trouble on himself
这些麻烦都是他自找的
And I thought now there is someone I can connect to
说这样的一个人呢我好像可以认同
And God said
神对那个雅各说
I will be with you
And I thought,
that gives me some hope.
那给我一些盼望。
If God will be with Jacob,
如果神和雅各同在,
then I can count on him to be with me.
那我可以指望神和我同在。
Then I read in Isaiah.
然后我就读到以赛亚四十三章第二节。
This is a promise to all of God's people.
这个应许是给神所有的。
And in Isaiah, they're in trouble, and again, it's their own fault.
在以赛亚里面，这个以色列人又有这个麻烦，是他们自找的。
And I read that, and I thought, yeah, I've been there.
然后我就读到这里，我就说我也在那里。
And God says,
神说
，Fear not.
你不要害怕。
For I've redeemed you.
因为我救赎了你。
I have called you by name. You are mine.
你是我曾提你的名召你，你是属我的。
When you pass through the floods, I will be with you.
你从水中经过，我必与你同在。
And as we move into a new year,
当我们进入新的一年的时候
，God promises us this.
神对我们的应许就是
，I will be with you.
我必与你同在。
None of us knows what the year will bring.
我们都不知道2023年会怎么样。
It might be the best year of your life.
或者可能是你人生中最好的一年。
It might be the worst.
或者是你最糟糕的一年。
But Paul says,
但是保罗说,
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ will be with you.
耶稣基督的恩典与你同在。
But I want to finish by going back to what I said earlier.
我想要回去, 就是我刚开始早些讲的。
About reaching Caesar's household.
而是就是影响凯撒的家。
Because you see, most of us, we really don't feel qualified to do what Paul did.
我们很多人都觉得自己没有像保罗那样有资格去做保罗所做的。
I get nervous just being around those big shots.
我跟那些好像那个位置高的人或者怎么样，我都很紧张。
I don't want to try to testify to Caesar.
我可不想在凯撒面前做见证。
But I want you to see this.
但是我想让你看到的是
As you are doing the ministry that God has given you to do.
如果你在做神给你的事工
As you are sharing the gospel with those around you.
当你跟周围的人分享福音的时候
As you say to a friend.
当你对一位朋友说
You know, I'm part of a really great church.
我是一个很棒的教会的一部分
You ought to come with me.
要不要跟我一起来
？As you invite someone to a small group meeting，
当你邀请一个人参加小组的时候
，As you give your testimony，
当你分享你的见证的时候
，Paul says，
保罗说
，The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you，
主耶稣基督的恩惠常与你们同在。
So you can let God work through you to touch others，
所以你可以让神通过你去。触及到别人，去影响到别人。
Don't try to do it on your own.
不要靠着自己的力量去做。
Don't try to feel the burden is on you.
不要觉得说这个，哎呀，这个负担全在于我。
Just be available to God.
就是对神敞开，神让你做什么，你就随时听命。
Say God.
说神呐。
Who do you want me to touch?
你想要让我去跟谁有联系，让我触及谁呢
？And let His grace flow through you.
让神的恩典通过你流露出去。
Last week, I met a friend for breakfast.
上个星期我跟一个朋友一起吃早餐。
My friend had chosen the restaurant.
我的朋友他就选了餐馆。
And when we sat down, he pointed to the owner of the restaurant across the way.
当我们坐下来的时候，他就给我指那个餐馆的老板。
He said, "You know, I pray for him every day."
他说，你知道我每天都为这个人祷告。
He desperately needs God in his life.
这个人真的是很需要耶稣基督。
And so he said, "Here's what I've decided to do."
所以呢。我的朋友说，这我决定要这么做。
He said, for a year now, I come to this restaurant at least once a week.
他说，今年呢，我一个星期最少来这个餐馆一次。
Every time I stay until, you know, business is kind of slow and he's not busy.
然后我就一直等到这个就没有那么忙了。
I go up to Harry.
然后我就到这个餐馆的老板叫 Harry 面前。
I thank him for being part of our community. I ask about his family.
我就问他家里怎么样，然后谢谢他成为我们这个社区的一部分。
I try to be friendly.
我想要对他很友好，成为他的朋友。
And he said, "I'm trying to build a relationship with Harry."
我想要跟哈里呢，就是建立一个关系。
So that God will give me the opportunity to share the gospel.
所以呢，神可以给我机会跟这个哈里分享福音。
Now that sounds nice.
那听起来很好。
But I know Harry.
但是我认识这个，我知道哈里这个人。
And I know that he lives a very rough life, and he enjoys a rough life.
然后他过一个。挺乱挺不好的生活他也很享受这个生活
I sat there one day watched him cuss at a customer who prayed in his restaurant
然后我就有一次看到他有一个因为有一个顾客在那里祷告吃饭前祷告他就在那儿有点走咒诅这个人
So I was kind of skeptical
所以我对 这种情况我有点
怀疑。And I said to my friend, how do you think Harry is going to react when you share the gospel?
我就问我的朋友说，你觉得当你要分享福音的时候，这个哈里会如何反应呢？
And he gave me a wonderful answer that convicted me.
那个朋友给了我一个很棒的答案，对我真是很有说服力。
He said, that's not up to me.
他说那个跟我不是在于我，跟我没关系。
That's up to God.
那个在于神。
Only God can change Harry's heart.
只有神可以改变哈里的心。
But then he said this.
然后他接着说，
I just want to be a person who allows God's grace to flow through me.
我就只想成为那个让神的恩典从我身上流露出去的人。
So this year,
所以今年，
I want to challenge you to pray this.
我想要挑战大家这样祷告。
God,
神啊，
I want to be a person
我想要成为这样的一个人
who let your grace flow through me.
让你的恩典从我身上流露出去。
I know you are at work in Caesar's household.
我知道你在凯撒的家里工作。
And I would love to have just a little part in your big work.
我就想要你在你伟大的工作中哪怕就有一点点的有份。
And so God,
神啊，
would you give me a nudge to pray for a friend?Coworker, a family member.
求你就是给我这种感动，让我就是为不管是朋友还是家人还是同事祷告。
And I'm going to begin praying for them every day.
然后我就为他们每天祷告。
And then would you give me the courage to invite them to our church?
然后也给我这个勇气，让我可以邀请他们来教会。
Invite them to a small group. Invite them to a church picnic.
让他们邀请他们参加小组或者参加教会的野餐。
Because imagine,
你想象一下
look around you,
看看你周围的人
if every one of us here,
如果我们其中的每一个人
for a year would pray every day for one person,
就是今年呢你就只为一个人祷告
and then look for opportunities to connect with that person,
然后就寻找机会跟那个人有连结
look for opportunities to share God's love with that person,
寻找机会就跟这个人分享神的爱
I think by next January,
我就相信到我想到明年一月份的时候
there would be some people at PBCCC who are not here today.
那就会有一些人就是以前都是不来教会的
People whose lives were changed.
这个人的生命被改变
Because you and I,
因为你和我
introduced them to Jesus.
把他们向他们介绍了耶稣基督
God is at work in Caesar's household.
神在凯撒的家里工作
And we get to have a part.
我们可以在其中有份
and so I don't want to miss it.
所以我不想失掉这个机会
I want to have the joy of doing what he calls us to do.
我想要有就是去做神呼召我去做的事情的喜悦
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告
Dear God, you are doing a great work in our world.
亲爱的主，你在我们的世界做一个很奇妙的工作
And you invite us to have a part.
你邀请我们在其中有份
It's not a heavy burden, it's a joy, a privilege.
那个不是一个重担而是一个特权一个荣幸
Lord, this morning I ask that for every one of us here
主啊我为今天我们其中所在场的每一个人
that you would bring to mind that you would lay on our heart someone that you want to touch through us
你真的是在他们心里感动他们放一个人就是要通过他们所来触及的一个人
Don't let the words just kind of go through our ears
不是让我们就是当成耳边风听了就忘了
But would you give us a burden to pray for someone
给我们一个负担让我们为某人祷告
Would you begin to work through us to reach that person
就是通过我们来触及那个人
Would you allow us the wonderful, wonderful privilege of sharing your gospel with them this year?
求你给我们这种真的是很棒的荣幸，让我们可以今年有机会跟那个人分享福音。
The privilege of introducing them to Jesus.
就是有把耶稣介绍给他们的那种荣幸。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.